You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defender men's basketball team getting set to face the Hastings College Broncos in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. Let's take a look, first of all, at the opponent for today, the Bronco men. They're 6-6 overall, 3-3 in the conference. Don't let that record fool you, though. Pretty good ball club. Their three losses in the league have come by a combined 5 points. The wins are over Mount Marty, 80-59, Northwestern, 89-82, and Doan, 63-62. The losses are to Morningside, 80-79, Concordia, 77-74, Briarcliff, 70-69. Tobin Reinwald paces the Broncos with a 16.6 points per game average. He scored over 1,350 career points. The forward missed the 2012-13 season with injury. Also sidelined for part of last year, he's converting 45.3% of his field goals and 41% of his three-point tries. Zach Lena tosses in 12.2 points per game while averaging 9.1 rebounds per game. Brandon Kraus scores 10.9 points per game. Lena makes 53.9% of his field goal attempts. Carson Bloom scores 8.3. Connor Musial is scoring 7.5 points per game and is 20 of 52 from the three-point line. Hastings scores 75.3 points per game. They allow 72.9 points per outing. Broncos out-rebound teams 37 to 33.3 and make 43.9% of their shots while limiting teams to 43.4% success. The Defender men are 10-4 overall, 3-3 in the conference. They've won five of their last six since a stretch where they won 2-3 from November the 7th to November 22. Dort's wins in league play are over Mount Marty, Concordia, and Dakota Wesleyan. The losses are to Midland, Doan, and Briarcliff. Dort is outscoring teams 87.9 to 76.7 and out-rebounding teams 38.7 to 29.5. Dort College also converts 50.6% of its field goals but allow 45.6% success by their opponents. The Defenders are 314 of 451 from the free throw line. Opponents are 269 for 387. Nathan Rendles leads the team with a 15 points per game average, and he also leads in rebounds with a 5.9 average. Rendles is the team leader in assists with nearly 5 per game, and he's making 51.6% of his field goals. Tyler Walterstorff adds 14.5 points per game and takes away 4.8 rebounds. Walterstorff makes 47.2% of his shots. Brian Sumner adds 12.4 points per game and is making 50% of his 3-point shots. He's 40 of 80. Leighton Sampson is good for 10.9 points per game and is making 55.5% of his field goal attempts. Alex Terpstra adds 9.4 points per game. David Denherter scores 8.0 points per contest for the Defenders. Last time out, the Broncos had Briarcliff on the ropes in Sioux City. Couldn't close out the game. Both teams were 24-54 from the field, with Briarcliff converting 10 of 27 three-point tries. Hastings ended up on the losing end by 1 point. The Dort College men scored a go-ahead basket with less than 30 seconds remaining. They held on to win over previously unbeaten Dakota Wesleyan on Wednesday, 84-83. Nathan Rendles had 21 points. David Denherter added 17. Brian Sumner converted 4-5 three-point shots. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a look at our starting lineups right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Starting lineups, the probable starting lineups. Dort College will go in all likelihood with Brian Sumner, a 6'2 sophomore from Ankeny, Iowa, averaging 12.4 points per game. Alex Terpstra wears number 13. He's a 6'4 sophomore from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. He averages 9.4 points per game. Nathan Rendles wears number 15. He's a 6'1 junior from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 15 points per outing. Tyler Walterstorff is number 35. He's a 6'5 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 14.5 points per game. And David Denherter is a 6'9 senior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 8 points per game. For the Hastings College Broncos, they will start number 5, Alex Thayer, a 5'10 senior from Superior, Nebraska, averaging 4.7 points per game. Number 25 is Tobin Reinwald, a 6'4 senior from Lincoln, averaging 16.6 points per game. Number 35 is a 6'4 sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska, Zach Lena. He's averaging 12.2 points per game. Brandon Kraus is a 6'2 senior from Lincoln, averaging 10.9 points per outing. And John DeWard is a 6'6 junior from Utica, Nebraska, averaging 4.1 points per game. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Opening tap in a moment. Starting lineups are what we expected, so we are just about set for basketball. Hastings in their home whites. Maroon numbers trimmed out in black. Dort College, black jerseys. White numbers trimmed in yellow. Dort College will jump it up with David Denherger against John DeWard. And it's controlled by Dort College. Pass goes left side of the basketball is Terpstra. He goes right side back over to Sumner. Sumner with it on the wing. Sumner comes back out front to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with the basketball. Walthersdorf to Rendles to Sumner. Sumner, Terpstra, deep right side, posting up Tyler Walthersdorf on the right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Kick out pass, Terpstra. Terpstra, three, no good. Rebound raced down by Nathan Rendles. Rendles, spinner in the lane. His shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Hastings College and Brandon Krause. That's his first. Two free throws on the way for Nathan Rendles. Coaches for today's contest for the Dort College men, Ross Dalma. For Hastings College, it's Bill Gavers. The officials today, Joe Wells, Chris Geras, and Pat Anderson. First free throw is up and good for Rendles. He's got another one on the way. Dort College in front, 1-0. 1-0 our score. Rendles' second free throw is up and good. So Rendles makes both free throws and the defenders lead it 2-0. Alex Thayer will bring the basketball up. Thayer with it across the timeline in between the circles. Passes left side over to Krause. Krause with it. Backs up 17 feet. Comes back over to Reinwald. Reinwald dumps it down to the baseline. Lena, reverse layup, no good. Rebound taken away by Denherger. Denherger with the basketball over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf in traffic. He's got it at the top of the key. Walthersdorf drives in. His shot off of the glass is good. Tyler Walthersdorf with a two-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders lead at 4-0. 4-0 our score. Krause driving baseline, and a foul on the play called on Sumner. Brian Sumner whistled for the personal foul. Free throw on the way for the Broncos. No, they say that the foul came before the shot. And the Broncos will throw it in. This is Alex Thayer to trigger it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop on the baseline. He gives it in to Reinwald. Reinwald in traffic. Fading away from 10 is good. Tobin Reinwald with the two-point bucket. It's 4-2. Right side pass for the basketball is Sumner. Sumner hands it off to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball, left side to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles backs it up. 17-footer, no good. Rebound taken away by DeWard for Hastings. Hastings basketball. Quickly up the floor, Thayer. Thayer goes left side, Reinwald. Reinwald, three, good. Reinwald with five, and the Broncos lead at 5-4. Sumner answering with a three of his own. Brian Sumner, rhythm three. And the Dort College defenders lead at 7-5. Thayer up the floor with it for the Broncos. He hands it off to Lena. Lena goes left side to Krause. Krause with the basketball on the wing. Krause out front. Lena, guarded there by Walthersdorf, gives it back outside. With it is Thayer. Thayer into the lane. Comes back to Lena. Lena, head fake. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Tyler Walthersdorf. And that all started with Walthersdorf buying the head fake. Got caught up in the air, got out of position, and the Broncos will shoot free throws. Zach Lena will go to the free throw line for two free throws. He was fouled in the act of shooting. He'll shoot for the tie at 17:55 left to go in this game, in this first half. First free throw by Lena is good. It's a 74% free throw shooter. Feenstra and Sampson are in. Walthersdorf and Denherger check out. Shooting the free throw will be Lena, trying to tie it up at 7. Left-handed free throw is up and down. Zach Lena ties it up at 7-all. 17:53 remaining in this ballgame, in this first half. Feenstra passes right side Sumner, Sumner to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball on the wing. Rendles, Sumner, Sumner, Feenstra, Feenstra left wing. Back out front, Rendles. Rendles at the top of the key comes to Terpstra. 18 to shoot for the defenders. Sumner down to the baseline. Nothing there. Back to Terpstra. Terpstra looking down low. Reverses Rendles. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Fires it outside for Feenstra. Feenstra drills the three. Taylor Feenstra with a three-point bucket by the post player popping out to hit the three. And the defenders lead it 10-7. 10-7 our score. Thayer basketball. Right side it goes. to Kraus. Kraus to Thayer. Thayer, left side, Lena. Lena backing his way in. Kick out pass comes back over to Kraus. Kraus for the basketball. Kraus gives it up. They get it down low. Lob pass over the top for DeWard. DeWard, two-point basket is good. John DeWard with his first 2 points tonight, this afternoon. Dort College leads 10-9. Nabla waiting at the scores table for the defenders. Deep right corner, Sumner. Around the horn they go. Feenstra, another three. That one's in as well. Taylor Feenstra, back-to-back threes for the defenders. Dort College leads it 13-9. So Taylor Feenstra popping out, knocking down a couple of threes from long range. Kraus caught up in the air, reverses it back to Thayer. Thayer to Rindles, against Rindles. They come back out to Kraus. Kraus to Thayer. Thayer, left side it goes to Reinwald. Reinwald down to the baseline, spins, gives it up Kraus. Kraus, layup good. Brandon Kraus with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 13-11 with the basketball as Rindles. Rindles driving in, and it's stripped away by Reinwald. Reinwald with the basketball, and a blocking foul called on Alex Terpstra. Terpstra whistled for his first personal. Team foul number three already on the defenders. So the Broncos will send a new player into the fray. That's Zach Clemens. Clemens checks in for DeWard. Hastings with the basketball, trying to tie the game with a two, take the lead with a three. Pass goes to Kraus. Kraus, head fake, drives in, shot no good. Andrew O'Donnell checked in for Dort College as well at the break. O'Donnell with the basketball, feeds Nabla. Nabla travels with it, unable to control the basketball, and I should say unable to control himself as he catches the basketball, and he gets whistled for steps. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Broncos. Tobin Reinwald takes it across half court. Reinwald, one of those players that certainly feels like he has been around for a long, long time. Foul called on the defenders and number 21, Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell whistled for his first personal, team foul number four. So since that first foul call against Hastings on the Rindles shot, Dort College has been whistled for four fouls in a row. Inbounding the basketball will be Brandon Kraus. Kraus tossing it in. They get it out front. That's Damian Austin. Damian Austin passes right side. Shot on the way for Lena. Long two is good. Zach Lena with 4 points, and we're deadlocked at 13. 15-20 left to play. First half. Feenstra looking for Nabla. Gets it over to O'Donnell at the top of the key. Right side Rindles. Rindles to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Puts it on the floor. They bring the double team. He picks it up. Passes to O'Donnell in the lane. O'Donnell turns around. Knocks it down. Andrew O'Donnell on the busted play. Gives Dort College a 15-13 lead. Driving through the lane. And now we have Dort College touching the ball out of bounds. It'll be Hastings basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Lena is out. Checking into the ballgame is DeWard for Hastings. Throwing the ball in for Hastings will be Brandon Kraus. So Kraus will throw it in left side of the lane. He gets it in to DeWard. DeWard with the basketball. He comes back out front. Off balance shot, no good. Rebound taken away by David Denherger. Outlets over to Nabla. Nabla with the basketball across half court. Patrick passes left side over to Feenstra. Feenstra to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew gives it up. Nabla. Nabla posting up Nathan Rindles. And we've got a foul on the play called against Damian Austin. Now, I did not anticipate seeing Damian Austin today. He did not play many minutes, if any, against Briar Cliff. He's the backup point guard, it appears, today. He's a freshman. Rindles to inbound the basketball. That was foul number two on Hastings in this half. Pass over the top to Nabla. Nabla to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles in traffic. Off of the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Broncos up and running with it. Austin feeds it ahead to DeWard. DeWard shot blocked. And out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College and David Denherger. It will be Dort College on defense. Hastings has the basketball. So Denherger went up and swatted that shot away. Broncos will throw it in. Tossing it in will be Carson Bloom. Both teams going to their bench extensively here early on. For Hastings, it's the end of exam week. Not many students represented today. Not many hanging around campus for this Saturday game after finishing up exams. Yesterday is my understanding. Zach Clements kicks it over to DeWard. DeWard with the basketball. DeWard gives it up to Bloom. Bloom working against O'Donnell. Puts it up, shot short, no good. Rebound taken away by David Denherter. Denherter over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff into the front court. Tyler with the basketball. Feeds the trailer. O'Donnell tries to dump it underneath. And now a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be Hastings basketball. O'Donnell got in a little too deep with that basketball. Hastings forced the tie-up with 13:57 remaining in the first half. Hastings brings the ball up. This is Damian Austin. Austin with it. Austin has it at the top of the key. Lost the handle on it. Picks it back up. Gives it away to Bloom. Bloom goes right side to Clemens. Clemens in traffic. His shot is off the rim. No good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. Andrew O'Donnell into the front court. The freshman from Sioux Center with the basketball. Passes to Walterstorff. Walterstorff puts it up. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Tyler will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul called on John DeWard is his first. Team foul number 3 on the Broncos. Tyler Walterstorff will shoot a pair where he's making 70% of his free throw shots. Walterstorff with a 2-point basket to his credit today. Two free throws on the way. First one is up and through for the senior. One of two seniors on this Dort College roster. He's got another one on the way. Damien Austin checks out of the ballgame. And I believe Lena and Reinwald check back in. Second free throw by Tyler is up and down, so Tyler Walterstorff makes them both. He's got 4 points. And the defenders have a 4-point lead at 17-13. Neither team has used a timeout at this point. Bronco basketball, Musial. Musial lost it. Taken away by Sumner. Here comes Dort College. Walterstorff into the front court. Tyler at the top of the key. Taps it out for Terpstra. Terpstra on the wing. Back over to Tyler. Tyler with the basketball. Back over to Terpstra. Terpstra looking for Sumner. Finds him. Left wing. Puts it on the deck. Kick out pass. Terp. Terp. Three ball. Bang, bang, bang. 3-point basket for Alex Terpstra. And the Dort College defenders take a 7-point lead. 20-13. Timeout. Hastings back with more after this. Dort College on a 7-0 run right now, leading 20-13. Andrew O'Donnell will come out and meet the ball handler, Bloom. Pass goes over to Musial. Musial lob pass over the top, and the ball's down on the deck, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. Italy Hastings basketball. Hastings to throw the ball in. They tried a high-low pass. Lena looked like he had position momentarily, but then got pinned too far underneath the basket. Pass comes in to Reinwald. Reinwald against Terpstra. Reinwald puts it up, and the foul is called on Terpstra. And Alex Terpstra has just picked up his second personal foul. Nathan Rindles will check into the ballgame. So Rindles is in. Terpstra checks out. And we'll see how long Terpstra sits. Some of it may be determined by how well Dort College is able to defend Reinwald. That assignment will now go to Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell guarding him, face guarding him. Pass goes to Lena. Lena, mismatch. Rindles. We've got a post player and a guard on the assignments, and Carson Bloom bottoms out of three. As Dort College had a post player guarding him, that was Sampson, and somewhere along the line, Dort College unable to get that switch made. Walterstorff with the basketball out front. Sumner. Sumner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, three-pointer right side. Cash. Three-point basket. Answering. Andrew O'Donnell with five. Dort College leads 23-16. Hastings basketball. They get it to Reinwald. Reinwald gets a screen. O'Donnell guards him. Pass comes back to Lena. Lena, pass deflected. Out of bounds. Last touched by Dort College. It'll be Hastings basketball. Hastings basketball, Carson Bloom, Patrick Notlaw checks into the ballgame. Checking out will be O'Donnell. So Hastings will throw it in with 12:01 remaining in the half. Throwing the ball in will be Carson Bloom. Bloom gives it off Shot in the lane, no good by Reinwald. Rebound taken away by Knobloch. Knobloch with the basketball, so Knobloch guarded Reinwald that time. Reinwald, the leading scorer for Hastings College. Pass right side, Rindles. Rindles dumps it down low for Sampson. Sampson shot, no good. Got the turnaround in the lane, but was unable to finish it. Here comes Hastings. Bloom passes to Lena. Lena, backdoor cut. And the shot no good. Rebound taken away by Door College and Sumner. Sumner over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles with it right side. And a blocking foul called on the Broncos and Brandon Krause. Tobin Reinwald has had his share of injuries through his Hastings College career. When he came in as a freshman, he was a Tyler Walterstorff, I should say Trevor Walterstorff type player, that explosiveness. Kind of an undersized post player where he could explode, get offensive rebounds, could work it in the lane. After the knee injuries, though, he is not as explosive, but he is still a very good shooter. North College adjusting. They're playing very tight on him on the perimeter, not allowing him any opportunities, really, at open looks on the perimeter so far. In the meantime, Taylor Feenstra puts it on the deck hard. He drops it in. North College leads 25-16. Patrick Knobloch taps it out of bounds on the charge up the floor by Hastings. Hastings will inbound the basketball with 11:10 remaining in the first half. Inbounding will be Tobin Reinwald. Look for him to get it back. He posts up. Knobloch guarding him. Shot in the lane. Short-armed it. No good. Rebound tapped out and raced after by Brian Sumner. Here comes Door College. Door College with a chance to build on the 9-point lead. Knobloch, Feenstra, Feenstra, Sumner, Sumner left wing. Comes back to Rindles. Rindles right side, Feenstra might have traveled with it. Gets it away to Knobloch. Knobloch, Sumner, deep three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Lena. Lena gets it over to Reinwald. Reinwald with the basketball. Here comes Hastings, down nine. 10:40 left to play, first half. Lena looking down low. The cut through the lane. Hastings picks it up. Pass goes left side back over to Reinwald. Reinwald to Lena. Lena in traffic, puts it up, shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Taylor Feenstra. Did I give the officials so far today? I'm not sure I did. They are the trio working the game today are Joe Wells, Chris Geras, and Pat Anderson. They're the men wearing stripes today. Zach Lena to the free throw line to shoot two. First one is up and down. He's got five of his team's 17 points. He's got another free throw coming. He can narrow this down to a 7-point ball game. It's 25-17 right now. 10:28 left to go in the half. Second free throw by Alina. It's up and good. Not the prettiest looking shot in the world, but pretty effective. 74% free throw shooter. Rindles passes it to Den Herder. Den Herder over to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball gives it up Rindles. Rindles right wing. Rindles, Sumner, Sumner, Feenstra. Feenstra at the free throw line. Feenstra working against Lena. 18 to shoot. Comes back over to Knobloch. Knobloch down to the baseline. Nothing there. Reinwald cuts him off. 12 to shoot. Now Rindles. Rindles on the wing. Tries to feed Den Herder down low, and it's taken away by Hastings. Hastings coming back the other way with the basketball. DeWard. DeWard on the fly. His soft jumper from 10. No good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Rindles on the fly. Nathan driving in. His shot is good. Nathan Rindles with 4 points. Dort College leads 27-18. Coming back the other way, Hastings basketball. Broncos have the basketball. Alex Thayer setting the defense. He's near the midcourt stripe, guarded there by Rindles. Hastings, they drop it inside Lena, facing up against Feenstra. Soft jumper in the lane from 10, no good. Rebound taken away by David Den Herder. Den Herder over to Knobloch. Knobloch with the basketball. Knobloch, Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up. And they're going to call a foul before the shot. Taylor Feenstra putting it on the deck and taking it to the basket. Checking out of the ballgame, Knobloch, Den Herder, Feenstra, and Rindles. Sumner stays on the floor. You've got Walterstorff, O'Donnell, Sampson, and J.D. Bohr on the floor for the defenders right now, leading by nine. Pass comes into Tyler. Tyler with the basketball over to Bohr. Bohr passes it left side, intended for Sampson. Ball is tapped out of bounds, last touched by Dort College. It'll be Hastings basketball. Dort College went for the entry pass to Leighton Sampson. Sampson was unable to handle it, and the Broncos now have the basketball. Broncos with a chance to cut into the 9-point lead. Thayer goes high post to Lena. Lena with it. Lena with it on the right elbow. He turns, fires it back out to Connor Musial. Back out front to Kraus. Kraus shovels it right side back to Thayer. Thayer with the basketball. I beg your pardon. That's Thayer. Thayer gives it up Musial. Musial right side Kraus. Kraus beyond the 3-point line. 5 to shoot. Kraus, kick out pass, Thayer, Thayer, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound, DeWard, DeWard with a long rebound, gets it away to Musial, Musial with the basketball. Musial gives it off to Kraus, Kraus with the basketball to Thayer. Thayer to Lena, Lena with the basketball. Lena looking for the backdoor cut, Dort College defends it. Here's Kraus at the free throw line, 19 to shoot. Fires it through the lane and it's taken away by Brian Sumner. Gets it away, Tyler Walterstorff. Here comes Dort College up 9. Walterstorff for the basketball. He's going to drive in the Euro step. Left-hander, no good. Rebound, missed it. Everything but the finish that time for Tyler. Here comes Hastings. Bronco basketball. Lena thought about the 18-footer. Now he dumps it inside to DeWard. DeWard shot, hook shot in the lane is good. John DeWard with 4 points. And the defender lead is 27-20. O'Donnell with the basketball. 7:45 remaining in the first half. Andrew O'Donnell picks up his dribble, and we've got a reach-in foul called on the Broncos and Alex Thayer. Broncos will send into the game a couple new players. Carson Bloom back in the ball game for the Broncos. J.D. Bohr throwing the ball in. Bohr gets it in to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball in the front court. O'Donnell, Andrew O'Donnell driving in, tries to thread the needle, and it's taken away by the Broncos. Broncos coming back the other way, and J.D. Bohr gets a hand on it. J.D. Bohr with the basketball, hands it back over to Andrew O'Donnell. 7:20 remaining in the first half. With the basketball, Sumner. Sumner, Walterstorff. Walterstorff drives in, his shot off the glass, no good. Rebound tapped out, last touch by Dort. It'll be Hastings basketball. Rindles, Nabla, Den Herder check in. Sumner, O'Donnell, and Sampson check out. So for Hastings, they are going to some players that haven't seen a lot of play this year. Salisto Nyambura, player who's appeared in one game thus far. He's on the floor here in the first half for the Broncos. Broncos with it. This is Lena. Lena with the basketball. He gives it back over to Thayer. Thayer, right side to Bloom. Bloom back to Thayer. Thayer at the top of the key. Thayer. Shot on the way by Lena. Lena with 8 first half points, and the Broncos have cut the 9-point lead down to 5, 27-22. J.D. Bohr with the basketball. Comes out front, Nabla. Nabla in between the circles. Left side it goes Rindles. Rindles with the basketball, looking down low for Den Herder. They feed Den Herder. They don't bring the double team. Tries to put it up. He's stripped. Coming away with it is Den Herder. Feeds Rindles. Rindles layup. No good. And the rebound controlled by Hastings. Hastings for the basketball. Broncos coming back the other way. Three-pointer up and down. Three-point basket. Connor Musial. And just like that, the Dort College lead that was 9 is now 2, 27-25. 7 unanswered by the Broncos. That's how quickly it can turn. Nabla feeds it down low to Den Herder. Den Herder fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Nyambura. Nyambura, a 6'6 sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska. So Nyambura commits the personal foul. David Den Herder will go to the free throw line for a 1 and the bonus. So 1-1 on the way for the senior from Sioux Center. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Den Herder misses the first free throw, so he doesn't earn the second. Here come the Broncos back the other way. Ball's down on the floor. Nyambura comes up with it. Shot no good. Rebound and a foul on the rebound called on the defenders. Foul called on Dort College and Taylor Feenstra. That's number 2 on him. Free throws on the way for Lena. Lena, 4 for 4 already from the free throw line. He'll shoot 2 more here. 5:49 left to go in the half. Hastings on a 7-0 run, now 8-0. Tyler's back into the ballgame. Taylor Feenstra checks out. Alex Terpstra has not returned since picking up his second personal foul earlier in the half. Second free throw on the way for Lena, trying to tie it. And that one's short and misses. Rebound corralled by David Denherter. 27-26, Dort College maintains a one-point lead. Hastings, that's their first missed free throw. Easy enough to figure out. Lena's the only player who's shot free throws so far. Walters throw for the basketball, guarded there by Lena. Gets a screen out front. Spins it off for Rendles. Rendles, double team, puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College with a one-point lead, 27-26. They haven't scored, though, since they were up 27-18. So an 8-0 run by the Broncos. Nabla to throw it in. Gets it into Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles gets around one screen. Now takes it in. Feeds Denherter. Denherter puts it up off the glass. No good. But a foul on the play called on Nyambira, and that's his second. Two free throws on the way for David Denherter, who's 0 for 1 from the free throw line. He'll shoot two here. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Denherter's free throw kicks off a heel, spins around, and won't drop through. Today's broadcast also made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Denherter's third free throw of the day, left it short, no good. Some days are like that. He's 0 for 3. I think he was 10 for 10 against Briarcliff, last Saturday in the win over Concordia. I think he went 10 for 10. Bronco basketball, chance to take the lead. And stepping on the end line out of bounds is Damian Austin. Austin trying to create on a drive into the lane. And he ends up dribbling it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. 5 minutes left to go in the half. Dort College leading 27-26, but the well has gone dry for the time being. Let's see if they can get things going again. Comes left side, Sumner. Three, no good. Rebound tapped out long, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Hastings basketball. Hastings basketball looking to build on the 8-0 lead. 27-26 our score. Dort College in the 8-0 run. It's 27-26. Dort College up by one. Austin is fouled on the play. Nathan Rendles has just picked up his second personal. That's Nathan's first. Team foul number 8, though, and Austin will go to the free throw line to shoot free throws. And this is Damian Austin's first game action of the season. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. He knots it up, 27 all. Another free throw on the way for Austin. Austin listed as a 5'9 freshman from Kearney, Nebraska. Trying to give Hastings their first lead since the early going. This one's up off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Sampson. We're tied 27-all. 9-0 run by the Broncos. Neither team shooting their free throws well. They get it to Sampson. Sampson working it off the glass, no good. There for the rebound, though, Tyler Walterstorff. His shot, no good, but a foul on the play called on Lena. Lena will commit the personal foul. Tyler Walterstorff will go to the free throw line, I believe. We're tied 27-all. That lid's on the bucket pretty tight right now for the defenders. Got a couple good looks that time, unable to convert. Tyler Walterstorff shooting a 1-1. Free throw is up, off the heel, won't go down. 27-all. Back the other way. Shot no good by Nyambira. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles spins into the lane, puts it up. Shot won't go, but he's fouled on the play. And Nathan will go to the free throw line 4-2 free throws. Nyambira has picked up his third personal foul by my count. We'll see if the scorekeeper is in agreement with me, and they are. So Rendles will shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw is up and down. That ends the drought for the defenders. Missed free throws, missed shots in the lane. Open looks at threes. Dort College couldn't knock them down. Rendles gets that free throw to go, though. Another free throw on the way with 4:11 left in the half. This one's up and good. Nathan Rendles with 6 points, and the defenders lead at 29-27. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. Back with more after this. Well, the last thing I thought of the timeout huddle by Coach Ross Dalma was, let's make this timeout worth it. It was as much for a breather, if anything, and then he said, let's get three stops coming out of the timeout. See if Dort College can do that. Pass goes right side with the basketball. Hastings. This is Clemens. Clemens to DeWard. DeWard goes right side back over to Reinwald. Tobin Reinwald with the basketball to Clemens. Clemens in the lane. Might have traveled with it. Ball taken away by Sumner. There's one stop. Brian Sumner coming back the other way, looking for the trailer. Terpstra back in the game for the defenders. They give it to Rendles. Rendles, spin move in the lane. Kick out Terp. Terp, three, short, no good from the corner. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Coming back the other way, the Hastings College Broncos. Right side is Reinwald. Lost it. Picked up by Terpstra. Terpstra to Rendles. Rendles for the basketball. Spin move. He's going to drive in. Lace it up with the left hand and is fouled on the play by Reinwald. Nathan Rendles relentlessly attacking the basket. So there's two stops in a row by the defenders out of the timeout. They've converted on one. They have not converted yet from the field out of the timeout. Rendles will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Reinwald picks up the personal, and Rendles makes the free throw. Dort College leads 30-27, 3:28 left to play in the first half. Second free throw on the way for Nathan is up and down, so Rendles makes both free throws. He's got six, and the defenders lead 31-27. Hastings basketball again. Carson Bloom. Bloom across the timeline. Bloom with it in between the circles. Bloom. They feed it. Clemens. Clemens, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped and taken by Sumner. There's your three stops in a row for the Dort College defenders. Pass comes to Rendles. Rendles bounces off the defensive player. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound back. Shot no good again. Rebound taken away by Hastings, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by Terpstra. It'll be Hastings basketball. 3:01 left to play in the first half. Dort College 31, Hastings 27. Bringing the basketball up for Hastings is Carson Bloom. Bloom passes left side to Kraus. Kraus, right side, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. That's going to be on Terpstra. That's number three on him. Terpstra whistled for the personal foul as he was jockeying with Tobin Reinwald. So Reinwald will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. 1-1, he's a 76% free throw shooter. Free throw is up, and Reinwald missed it. That's not going to happen very often, so Reinwald misses the front end of the 1-1. Waltersdorf back to Rendles. Rendles outside Nabla. Nabla to Rendles, trying to feed Den Herter, and DeWard comes away with the basketball. Well, Dort College has gotten stops, but Hastings has as well. Clemens, with a short shot off the deflected pass, makes it 31-29. He knocks it down from the right side of the lane, and Dort College has the basketball, leading by two. Left side pass, Waltersdorf, three, too strong, no good. Rebound tipped, and we've got a foul called over the top. That's going to be a push on Den Herter. David Den Herter whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. And free throws on the way for John DeWard. Double bonus time for the Broncos. Both teams are in the double bonus. And the Broncos can tie it up here with a pair of made free throws. DeWard, a 6'6 junior from Utica, Nebraska, misses the first one. Neither team shooting free throws exceptionally well here in the first half. Dort College, 8 of 12 the way it looks. Hastings. This will be the 11th free throw. And up to this point, well, they are 8 of 11 now, so that's not bad. DeWard makes 1 of 2. And the defenders lead 31-30. Nathan Rendell's basketball. He's got it in between the circles. Picks up his dribble. Right side, Sumner. Sumner three. Left it short. No good. Hustling for the rebound. Picking it up is Den Herder. Den Herder off the glass. No good. Rebound, Nabla. Nabla left the put back short. No good. Rebound, Den Herder. Den Herder goes down. He's banged. He goes down hard. Came down right on his tailbone the way it looked. He and DeWard got tangled up. And Den Herder, shaken up on the play. His head did not hit, but the lower back took the brunt of that one. Dort College leads at 33-30, and Chris Fagerness, the Dort College trainer, up off of the bench to help attend to Den Herder. That 6'9 frame starts going down. It's like a tree being felled, and Den Herder came down right on the right on his lower back. Let's take a break while he's attended to. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. David Den Herder walks off of the floor under his own power. That is good to see, but I would imagine he's going to be stiff and sore, if not this afternoon, by the time tomorrow rolls around. Dort College leading 33-30. And the ball is kicked by Tyler Waltersdorf. We will see if Den Herder is able to return this afternoon or not. Right now, Dort College trying to get to halftime of the lead. 1:35 left to go in the first half. Broncos inbounding the basketball. Reinwald gets it into Thayer. Thayer with the basketball out front. He comes back left side over to Musial, and a hand check called on the play against Brian Sumner. So Brian picks up his second personal. And Dort College over the foul limit. Connor Musial, an 82% free throw shooter, will go to the charity stripe. And he will shoot a pair. Musial, an 82% free throw shooter. And he gets that one to go. Kicks high off the heel and drops through. He's got another one coming. Second free throw coming. Trying to cut it down to a one-point ball game. Musial with 4 points. Make it five. 33-32, Dort College by a point. Nathan Rendell's bringing the basketball up. He's guarded there by Carson Bloom. They pass to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf facing up against Clemens now at the three-point line. Here's Rendell's. Rendell's in traffic. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Clemens with the basketball. Clemens gives it ahead to Bloom. Bloom, left-handed layup, no good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf. Ahead to Rendell's. Rendell's with the basketball. Rendell's floats it up in the lane. His short shot is good. Nathan Rendell's with 10 first-half points. Defenders lead 35-32. Back the other way, Thayer. Thayer feeds it off to Clemens. Clemens with the basketball. Ball getting a hand on it was O'Donnell. Now Dort College is scramble mode. Clemens buries a three. Zach Clemens with the three-point bucket. We're tied 35 all, under a minute left to go in the first half. Dort College will walk it up with Nathan Rendell's. 8 second difference, shot clock and game clock. 34 seconds left to go in the half. Rendell's down to the right baseline. Rendell's tries to feed it off to the post player. And it's tapped out of bounds, and they say last touch by Dort College. It'll be Hastings basketball. Reinwald will check into the contest. Musial will check out. 35-35 our score. Hastings, I said they had led early in the game. They did not. We were tied at 7-13, but they never took the lead. Dort College is led by as many as nine. Hastings fought back to tie it with a nine-point run at 27-all. We're tied at 35-all, and Hastings will hold for the final shot. They're inside the half-court circle. With it is Thayer. Thayer with the basketball gives it up to Bloom. Bloom in between the circles, working in against O'Donnell. Puts up the shot. Won't go down. Rebound taken away by Sampson. Now Clemens wrestled it away from him. He tries to put a shot up and loses it. And we get to halftime. Tied 35-35. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more. A halftime wrap-up right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. At halftime, Dort College and Hastings deadlocked at 35-35. Stuart College and Hastings were tied at 7-13 at the 17:53 mark and the 15:20 mark, respectively. From that point on till about the 9-minute mark, Dort College outscored Hastings 14-5 to take a 9-point lead at 27-18. A 9-point run by the Broncos tied it up at 27-all at 4:31 left to go in the first half. Dort College never relinquished the lead. Hastings got a late three by Zach Clemens to tie it up at 35-all, and that's where we end up at halftime, 35-35. Dort College led unofficially by Nathan Rindles with 10 points. Zach Lena has 9 to top the Broncos. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from Hastings, Nebraska, right after this. 35-35, we're at halftime. Here are the numbers. Shooting for Dort College, 11 of 31 from the floor, 35.5%. 5 of 12 on threes, 41.7%. 8 of 12 on free throws, 66.7%. For Hastings, they are 11 of 29 from the floor, 37.9%. 4 for 6 on threes, 66.7%. 9 of 13 on free throws, 69.2%. Rebounds, Dort College 24, Hastings 20. Turnovers, Dort College 8, Hastings 6. Nathan Rindles leads Dort College with 10 points. Taylor Feenstra has 8. 5 for Andrew O'Donnell, 4 for Tyler Walterdorf, 3 each for Brian Sumner and Alex Terpstra, 2 for David Den Herter, and I'm not sure if I mentioned Tyler Walterdorf, he has 4 points. For Hastings, they are led by Zach Lena with 9 points. He's 5 of 6 from the free throw line. 5 points for Connor Musial, 5 for Tobin Reinwald, 2 for Brandon Krause, 1 for Damian Austin, 3 for Carson Bloom, for their total of 35 points. David Denherter leads Dort College with 7 rebounds, 4 each for Brian Sumner and Tyler Walterdorf, 3 for Patrick Knoblaugh, 2 for Andrew O'Donnell. For Hastings, they are led in rebounds by Zach Lena with 6, and 5 for Zach Clemens, 4 for John DeWard. 3 assists for Alex Thayer, and 3 for Zach Lena. For the defenders, Nathan Rindles has 2 assists. 3 steals for Brian Sumner. And 2 other players have 1 steal each for Dort College. Deadlock 35-35. Ends up being a 20-minute game from here on out with teams starting dead even. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with a rundown of what else has happened in the Great Plains Athletic Conference thus far today, right after this. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball on KDCR made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for these successful investors, 712-395-0764. And by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Halftime men's basketball scores. Hastings and Dort, deadlock, 35-all. Concordia over Mount Marty at halftime, 32-27. Dakota Wesleyan a 41-29 lead on Doan. Northwestern trails Midland at Fremont, 52-45. And Nebraska Wesleyan leads Morningside, 40-37, in a game played in Lincoln, Nebraska, this afternoon. Today's broadcast also made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hovaman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, almost to the second half. Both teams out of the locker rooms. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Inkelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. By the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Door College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC. Dort College basketball to start the second half. The original starting five on the floor for the Defenders, so good to see David Denherter back on the floor after taking that tumble late in the first half. Hastings College countering with their original starting five as well. We're tied 35-35, may as well be 0-0. Denherter with the basketball, gives it off to Terpstra. Terpstra, left side it goes Rindles. Rindles driving baseline, puts it up in traffic, layup good. Nathan Rindles with 12 points. Dort College leads 37-35. Coming back the other way, Alex Thayer with it. Thayer with the basketball on the right wing. Picks up his dribble. He passes over to Lena. Lena down low to DeWard. DeWard puts it up, blocked by Denherter. Out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball as DeWard had it blocked from behind by Denherter. Denherter with a blocked shot. Ends up off of DeWard. Out of bounds. It'll be Defender basketball. Rindles picks up his dribble, passes off to Waltersdorf. Tyler with it at the top of the key. And a foul called on the play against John DeWard. And I believe that's a frustration foul from earlier where DeWard may have thought he got fouled on the shot attempt down underneath the Hastings College basket. Now DeWard picks up his second personal. Dort College inbounding. They get it in over the top Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf hands it to Rindles. Rindles kick out pass. Tyler open three off the heel. Can't get it to go. Fight for the basketball, and it's tapped out of bounds, last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Going up for it was Tobin Reinwald along with Alex Terpstra. They both had it, and Reinwald ended up on the baseline out of bounds while touching the basketball. Rindles to throw it in, gets it in to Denherter. Denherter in the corner. He passes over to Terpstra. Terpstra, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles, nothing there. Ball's tipped and taken away by the Broncos. Dort College struggling with some untimely turnovers here in this ball game. Driving the other way, Tobin Reinwald finishes with the lay-in, and we have a blocking foul called on the defenders. That's going to go on Tyler Waltersdorf, and Tyler picks up his second personal, and Hastings will now shoot for their first lead of the basketball game. Tobin Reinwald with 7 points, trying to convert on the three-point play. Free throw by Reinwald is up and through, and Hastings has a 38-37 lead. 18:54 left to go in the game. Into the front court is Rindles for the defenders. Nathan with the basketball on the right side. Rindles picks up his dribble, passes over to Terpstra. Terpstra tried to dribble penetrate, nothing there. Comes back left side into the corner, Rindles. Rindles guarded there by Kraus. Comes back to Terpstra. Terpstra, Sumner. Sumner reverses right side, Waltersdorf underneath, intended for Rindles. And the defenders turn it over. Here comes Hastings again. Broncos, the trailer, Kraus. Kraus back out front to Thayer. They lob it down low for DeWard. DeWard, hook shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Here's Terpstra. Terpstra driving the lane, and he is held on the play. He's going to shoot two free throws. Foul called on Alex Thayer. That's number two on him. To the free throw line will be Alex Terpstra to shoot a pair. 3 points for Terpstra so far. Been a while since he's been at the free throw line. Free throw is up, no good. Dort College missed the front end of 2 1-and-1 opportunities in the first half. They left some points on the table, if you will. Another free throw on the way here for Terpstra, trying to knot it at 38-38. 18:14 remaining in the ballgame. Second free throw on the way for Terpstra is up, and that one's straight through. Terpstra ties it at 38 all. He's got 4 points. 18:12 remaining, ballgame. Out front with the basketball is Lena. Lena passes over to Thayer. Thayer with the basketball. Thayer comes right side. Hastings basketball. They work it around. Back out front, DeWard. DeWard, left side. This is Thayer. Thayer, round the horn. They look for Reinwald. He's posting up. Reinwald will retreat to the perimeter. Reinwald calling for a set play. He gets a ball screen. Reinwald will drive in, puts it up. The floater is good. Tobin Reinwald with a two-point basket. He gives Hastings a two-point lead. Hastings leads it 40-38. Left side is Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra, they hedge hard. And a blocking foul called on DeWard as Feenstra put it on the deck. DeWard has just picked up his third personal. We'll see if Coach Bill Gavers goes with a smaller lineup here. He doesn't have many options when he goes to the bench, and he is going to come off of the bench with Nyambura. He played about 4 minutes at the end of the first half and picked up three fouls. He'll check into the ballgame. He's listed 6'5". He'll check in for DeWard. Checking in for the defenders is O'Donnell. He's going to check in for Terpstra. First free throw by Feenstra was good. He's got another one coming. This one's up and good as well. So Taylor Feenstra with 10 points today. We're tied at 40. 17:26 left to go. Reinwald in traffic. His layup is good. He's got another chance at another three-point play. You can't give a player like that any room to work. This is the kind of stuff that will get a player like Reinwald jump-started. He's the kind that can go for 30, and he can get them pretty quickly. He's got 7 in the second half. And he rattles that one out, no good. Stays at a two-point ball game, 42-40. So Reinwald misses on the three-point play opportunity. Rindles out front to Feenstra. Feenstra to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell down to the baseline. Puts up the reverse layup, and it's blocked by Nyambura. Here comes Hastings back the other way. Broncos, Thayer. Thayer puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Feenstra. Taylor Feenstra, pass ahead to Rindles. Here comes Dort College. Rindles will drive the lane, puts it up, left hand, no good. Rebound taken down by Hastings. Back the other way is Kraus. Kraus crosses over, caught up in the air, kicks it Thayer. Thayer, Reinwald, Reinwald three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew O'Donnell into the front court for the defenders. O'Donnell passes right side, Sumner. Sumner with it at the top of the key. Bryan with the basketball on the wing. He comes back over to Feenstra for the lead. Three. Yes! Three-point basket. Taylor Feenstra's third three of the game. He's got 13, and the defenders regain the lead, 43-42. Feenstra, a catch and fire from the top of the key. Down to the baseline is Kraus. Kraus working on Sumner. Feeds it off. Shot in the lane. No good by Nyambura. Here comes Dort College. Rindles into the front court. Nathan with the basketball. Left side it goes Sumner. Sumner down to the baseline, draws the double team, reverses Feenstra, ball fake, 12-footer, good. What has gotten into Taylor Feenstra today? He throws the head fake, takes one dribble, the pull-up jumper. Ball is tapped out by O'Donnell. Rebound, then the loose ball picked up by Hastings. Hastings trailing by three. Shot no good on the other end. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Dort College leading by three, 45-42. Feenstra, left side, Sumner. Sumner, floater is up and good. Two-point basket, Brian Sumner. He's got five, and the defenders extend the lead to 47-42, forcing Hastings to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 47-42, Dort College leading Hastings. Little run by the defenders to pull away from a 40-40 tie, and actually, they've scored 7 points in a row to go up 47-42, and just when they get a little momentum, Bill Gavers, the Hastings College coach, calls for a timeout, and he's trying to slow the train down. Let's see if Dort College can put together some stops out of the timeout. Carson Bloom with the basketball out front, guarded by Andrew O'Donnell. Pass goes to the top of the key, and a foul on the play called on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Taylor Feenstra. That's number three on him. And that foul, the direct result of some lobbying done by Bill Gavers during that timeout. Hastings inbounding. They get it into Lena. Lena guarded by Walterstorff, driving baseline. Walterstorff trying to hold his ground. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Nyambura, and a reach-in foul called on Tyler Walterstorff. And Tyler has just picked up his third. So Dort College may have to work around some foul trouble. 15:05 left to play in this ballgame. Hastings throwing it in. This is Bloom. Bloom to trigger it. Bloom passed over the top. Lena. Let's see if Lena attacks Walterstorff. Instead, no. He passes underneath the Bloom. Bloom got free for the short shot. And the Dort College defenders lead 47-44. With it on the left side is Terpstra. Terpstra spins it back out for Feenstra. Feenstra is pushed on the play. Foul came before the shot. It's foul number four on the Broncos. Dort College will then bound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Hastings wanted a travel call, but the referee saying the travel was caused by the push against Taylor Feenstra. Hastings sends Clemens back into the game. He had five first-half points off of the bench. O'Donnell gets it in over the top to Knoblaugh. Knoblaugh with the basketball back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it on the wing. O'Donnell has it on the left wing and a foul called away from the basketball. And that's going to be Patrick Knoblaugh called for a foul on the weak side. They say that he pushed a player to the ground. And Hastings now on with the basketball after getting a stop of their own. Bronco basketball, Clemens. Baby hook in the lane, can't get it to go. Rebound tapped out, controlled by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell across the timeline. O'Donnell gets it over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with it. Spin move into the lane. Shot is up, no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Tyler will go to the free throw line. He was fouled on the play by Zach Clemens, who is trying to set up to take the charge. Well, they were playing awfully hard to Tyler's right hand. He went to the spin move and then came back with the right. Couldn't keep up with him, and he gets fouled on the play. Tyler will go to the free throw line for two free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. It's team foul number five now on the Hastings College Broncos in this half. Three new players waiting for Dort College to check in after the first free throw is shot. One for Hastings. Free throw by Walterstorff is up and no good. Walterstorff now 2 for 4 from the free throw line. Feenstra and O'Donnell check out along with Knoblaugh. Sumner, Rindles, and Terpstra are Den Herter are in. Terpstra and Walterstorff remain on the floor. DeWard checks in for Lena for Hastings. A little more bulk for Hastings. Second free throw by Tyler is up and straight through. So Walterstorff, after missing two in a row, makes his first free throw of the second half, and the defenders lead 48-44. Hastings basketball, right side is Musial. Musial, around the horn they go, Clemens. Clemens looking for the pass down low. Instead, he passes left side to Carson Bloom. Bloom gives it up to Austin. Austin with the basketball, back to Musial. Musial, Clemens. Clemens driving in, puts it off to DeWard. DeWard, baseline jumper, two-pointer is good. John DeWard with 7 points. The defenders lead 48-46. Rindles into the front court. Passes over to Sumner, and he is fouled from behind by Austin. So Austin takes his first free throw, or his first foul of the second half, his second of the ball game. Austin checks out of the ball game. Checking back in is Thayer, so a pretty short rotation that time for the freshman. Ball comes in to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles got a screen. He drives down to the baseline, cut off, feeds it out front, Knoblaugh. Knoblaugh to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball, trying to get the angle for Den Herter. Instead comes over to Sumner. Knoblaugh, Rindles. Rindles, deep left corner. Now Terp. Terp, three, no good. Rebound fought for and taken away by Hastings. Hastings, pass into the front court, Reinwald. Reinwald lost it on the way up. Dort College coming back the other way, and we have a reach-in foul, and that was to just keep Dort College from getting a run out. Carson Bloom, smart foul that time. Sumner went down, looked like he might have caught the, might have hit his knee on the floor. Comes up a little bit slow, but it appears the Ankeny, Iowa native will walk it off. Dort College shooting 1-1. This will be Rindles shooting the 1-1. Rindles with 12 points today. Can extend the Dort College lead, 13-14 remaining. Free throw by Rindles is off the front iron, no good. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Dort College allowing Hastings to hang around in this one. They drop it off for DeWard, and a charging foul called as the Hastings College Broncos. A charging foul called on Bloom, setting up to take the charge, I believe, was Terpstra. And the Dort College defenders, Knoblaugh, will inbound the ball to Rindles. Dort College with a chance again to build this to a two-possession lead. Rindles with it out front. Terpstra goes right side all the way down to the baseline, dumps it off for David. David's shot is up, count the hoop, and he's fouled. Tobin Reinwald whistled for the personal foul, his second. And David Den Herter will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Dort College leading 50-46, pending a free throw. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Den Herter makes the free throw for the three-point play. David now has 5 points, and the defenders lead at 51-46. York College is led by as many as 9. Hastings is led briefly in this one. We've got a foul called on the other end against Alex Terpstra. And Terpstra is the first casualty with fouls. He's got 4, so he'll stay in the ball. Well, he's not disqualified yet, but he's the first player in real foul trouble with 4 at this point at the 12:44 mark. Hastings to inbound the basketball. That was the last foul Dort College had to give. Hastings will be in the bonus from here on out as well. They wipe some of the moisture up off of the floor. Throwing the ball in will be Bloom. Bloom gets the ball inbounded to Reinwald. Reinwald reverses Bloom. Bloom, open three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. Feenstra outlet to Rindles. Here comes Dort College in transition. Rindles feeds the trailer. Feenstra, Feenstra, Nabla. Nabla with the basketball. Boy, they are collapsing hard on Den Herter. Feenstra off the mark, no good. Rebound Den Herter. Den Herter puts it up in traffic. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Clemens. Long pass into the front court. Coming up with it is Musial. Musial dumps it off for Reinwald. Reinwald layup good. Reinwald with 9 second half points. Defenders trail a lead 51-48. Rindles puts it up and it's blocked out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Den Herter will check out of the ball game. O'Donnell checks in. Dort College going with a little smaller lineup here. Feenstra will be your post. Well, you've got Sampson on the floor as well. So 5 players. Check the 5 for Dort College. It's Sampson, O'Donnell, Feenstra, and Rindles on the floor. They get the ball inbounded to Rindles. 25 to shoot for the defenders. They feed it down low to Sampson. Layton, left-handed layup. He was able to work around and gets the reverse layup to go. Layton with his first 2 today. Dort College leads 53-48. 11:50 left to go in the contest. With it on the right side is Lena. Lena dumps it down low. Shot by Reinwald. And Reinwald with another 2. He's got 11 second-half points. 16 for the ballgame. Dort College unable to shake Hastings. Right side, Sumner. Sumner, Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Feenstra out front, O'Donnell. Left side, Rindles. Rindles on the wing. Rindles back over to Taylor. Taylor with the basketball. Feenstra comes back right side, Sumner. Sumner dump it down low for Sampson, and Sampson is fouled from behind by John DeWard. That's foul number 4 on DeWard. 11:21 left to go in the game, and DeWard picks up his 4th personal. Layton Sampson to the free throw line. He'll shoot 2. Double bonus time for Dort College from here on out. First free throw by the freshman from Worthington is good. He's got 3. Checking back into the ballgame is Nyambura for Hastings. Feenstra checks out. Waltersdorf is back in. 11:21 left to go in this ballgame. Dort College 54, Hastings 50. Second free throw by Sampson is up off the rim, no good. Dort College with a 4-point lead. Coming back the other way, Hastings basketball. Left side, Bloom. Bloom at the top of the key. Bloom passes left side, Kraus. Kraus to Musial. Musial guarded there by Sumner. With it on the right side. A shot off the rim, no good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf. Ugly possession. Dort College back the other way. Into the corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, kick out pass, B-Sum, 3, got it! 3-point bucket, Brian Sumner, there you go. 57-50, and a blocking foul on the other end. That's going to go on Rindles. Nathan picks up his 2nd personal. Well, Brian Sumner hits a 3 moments ago, and right away Hastings, sensing a transition opportunity. They take the ball hard, does the point guard, Carson Bloom, and he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for a 1-1. 1-1 on the way. Bloom today has not shot a free throw. He's got 5 points. He's a 78% free throw shooter. Front end of the 1-1, and he missed it. Rebound taken away by Sampson. Boy, neither team has shot free throws well at all today. Waltersdorf passes over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Gives it up into the corner. Rendles. Rendles with the ball. Rendles, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Sumner. Sumner sealing Sampson. Sampson down to the baseline. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. And the rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Hastings basketball. Sampson did everything but to get a good shot out of the move. He had everything, but it was right under the hoop and couldn't decide what to do with it, left hand or right hand. It ends up launching it over the top of the hoop, and then it was tapped out of bounds. They say it was last touched by him. I thought it was off of the defensive player, DeWard. Lean over the basketball. They fire it down low. Clemens. Clemens layup good, and he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Waltersdorf, I believe, and that's number four on Tyler. 10-11 left to go in the game. Waltersdorf is out. Feenstra checks in. Clemens goes to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. I believe the scoreboard should read 57-52. And should be now 57-53. They haven't got it up on the board yet, though, correctly. With it is Feenstra. Feenstra on the left side picks up his dribble, comes over to Sumner. Sumner with it, back over to Rendles. Rendles to Beesum. Beesum shot no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touched by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Hastings back within four. 9:52 left to go in this battle. Well, foul trouble is going to play a part in this one. Dort College with two starters on the bench with four fouls right now. Terpstra has been there since the 12:44 mark. Waltersdorf since the 10:11 mark. O'Donnell passes over the top. No, beg your pardon. Terpstra is back in the game. Dort College rolling dice. Feenstra over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball on the right wing. Andrew into traffic. Puts it up off the glass. Good. Andrew O'Donnell with a two-point bucket. He's got seven. Hastings trying to rush the ball into the front court. 59-53. And Nathan Rendles is called for a foul. They say he held Tobin Reinwald. So Reinwald will go to the free throw line. Rendles picks up his third. And Reinwald will shoot the one and one. Reinwald missed his last free throw. He's one for three today. Normally a 76% free throw shooter. Checking into the ball game is Nyambira. Dort College by six. 9:35 left to go in the contest. So Reinwald, big second half so far for the senior. And he makes that one. He's got another one coming. He had five in the first half. Has 12 here in the second half for 17 points unofficially. He's trying to trim this down to a four-point ball game, and he does. 59-55, Dort College by four. Rendles with the basketball, 9.5 left to go in the game. Rendles in between the circles, hands it off to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra feeds Feenstra. Feenstra at the top of the key, just inside the three-point line. Comes back to Rendles. Rendles back out front. Feenstra. Feenstra. Nothing there. O'Donnell. 12 seconds to shoot. Now Terpstra. They feed it down low to Den Herder. He puts the ball on the deck. Den Herder. Hook shot in the lane. Good. David Den Herder with 5 second half points. 7 for the ballgame. 61-55. Dort College by 6. Back the other way. They try for the backdoor cut. It worked the last time. This time it does not. The pass just a little bit too far in front of Reinwald. Goes off of his fingers out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Patrick Knoblaw will bring the ball up for the defenders. Patrick with it. And they did not get the shot clock started in a timely fashion for Chris Gieris' liking, so they will inbound it again and try it again. 8:54 remaining in the contest. Dort College 61, Hastings 55. Both teams will be in the double bonus from here on out. Dort College has two players with four fouls, Terpstra and Waltersdorf. Hastings has one, John DeWard. So both teams will have to deal with foul trouble here down the stretch. Put a couple of seconds back on the clock, and we are set to resume play. Ball's inbounded to Knoblaw. Knoblaw from Sauk Center, Minnesota. Sophomore. manning the point for the defenders on this possession. Now it's Rindles. Rindles dump it down low for Den Herder. Den Herder off the glass, good. David Den Herder with another two. He's got nine, and the defenders lead 63-55. With it out front, Lena. Lena gives it up, Kraus. Kraus on the wing. Kraus working against Terpstra. Dumps it off, and the reverse layup for Nyambira. Nyambira makes it 63-57, Dort College by six. 8:20 left to go in the game. Knoblaw with the basketball. Patrick with the dribble alive. Working against Alex Thayer. Picks up his dribble, passes it over to Rindles. Rindles, Feenstra. Feenstra missed it. No good. Knoblaw back over to Rindles. Rindles out front. Terpstra. Terpstra tries to feed it inside for Den Herder. It's deflected and taken away by Nyambira. Here comes Hastings. Hastings with the basketball. Right side, Kraus. Kraus, three, good. Kraus with the three, his second field goal of the day. Dort College lead 63-60. 7:44 remaining. Rindles with the basketball. Comes back over to Knoblaw. Knoblaw with it. Left side, Feenstra. Feenstra dumps it down low for Den Herder. They bring the double team. Now he puts it on the deck. They don't double team him. Den Herder, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Broncos up and running with it. Kraus driving in. Kraus passes it right side for the tie. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra to Rindles. Rindles in transition. The one-man fast break and a foul called on Kraus. Brandon Kraus gets called for the personal foul. 7:15 left to go in this contest. Dort College 63, Hastings 60. Hastings on a 5-0 run right here. Dort College trying to stop it. Nathan Rindles with two free throws. 7:15 left to go in the game. Rindles' first free throw too strong, no good. Rindles was 6 for 6 in the first half from the free throw line. He's 0 for 2 here in the second half. As I said earlier, neither team has shot it well from the free throw line. A second free throw on the way for the defenders and Nathan Rindles. This one's up and good. He doesn't miss two in a row very often. He's an 87% free throw shooter. He makes that one. He's got 13 and the defenders lead 64-60. With it on the right side is Kraus. Kraus out front. Lena. Lena trying to clear a path for himself. Feenstra holding his ground. Fires it off of the glass, count the hoop, and he is fouled. Oh, my goodness. Looked to me like Feenstra had held his ground pretty well. Feenstra whistled for his fourth foul. That comes with 7 minutes left to go. Terpstra checks out. O'Donnell checks in. So a three-point play opportunity coming for Zach Lena. Lena with 11 points, 9 in the first half. That's his first bucket of the second half. And the Dort College defenders. Dort College defenders leading 64-62, pending the free throw by Lena, and he makes it. It's a one-point ball game. Lena completes the three-point play. It's 64-63. Dort College in front by a point. Rindles with the basketball, 6:50 left to go in the game. Knoblaw passes left side, Sumner. Sumner looking down low, gets it to Sampson. Sampson's pass deflected. O'Donnell back to Rindles. Rindles open three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Knoblaw, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College with the basketball. Both teams dead on their feet right now. Dort College showing the effects of that win over Dakota Wesleyan on Wednesday night and the road trip today. Hastings, it would appear, showing the effects of a finals week. Inbounding is O'Donnell. He gets it in over the top to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball out front, 30 to shoot. Gets it down low. Sumner. Sumner back over to Knoblaw, looking for Sampson. Sumner with the basketball, and Sumner is stripped. Coming away with it. Here comes Kraus. Kraus, lay in, good. Kraus with a two-point basket, and Hastings has taken the lead at 65-64. Rindles back the other way, and Rindles is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Hastings and Zach Lena. That's his second. Nathan Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 6:15 left to go in the game. Hastings has come from eight down at 63-55, outscoring Dort College 10-1 in the process. The lone point in that run for Dort College, a free throw by Nathan Rendles, and Rendles misses that free throw. Rendles now 7 of 10 from the free throw line. Nabla will check out of the ball game. Checking in for Dort College, Waltersdorf. So Waltersdorf playing with 4 fouls. Rendles makes 1 of 2. And the Dort College defenders tied up 65-65. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG, by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on 1st Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City. Hull Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, their member, FDIC. 65-65, our score. 6:15 left to go in this contest. That's in regulation. Both teams are in the double bonus. That means there is foul trouble to deal with, and more significantly for the Dort College defenders than for the Hastings College Broncos. Alex Terpstra and Tyler Waltersdorf both have 4 fouls, along with Taylor Feenstra. For the Dort College defenders, they'll back it up and play defense. Right now it is Sampson, Waltersdorf, Sumner, O'Donnell, and Rendles. Pass goes right side, Kraus. He hit a 3 moments ago that gave Hastings the lead for the time being. They give it to Lena. Lena leans in, dumps it off for DeWard. DeWard's shot no good, but there for a foul. We've got a foul called on Sampson. Layton picks up his first personal. John DeWard will go to the free throw line. He's a 77% free throw shooter. He'll shoot a pair here. He's 1-for-2 today. John DeWard so far today, 7 points, now 8, averaging 4.1 points per game. A second free throw on the way for DeWard. This game was tied 35-all at the end of the first half, and DeWard makes both free throws. DeWard with 9, and the defenders trail 67-65. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles with it on the right wing. Rendles over to Sumner. Brian Sumner with the basketball. O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Right side, Rendles. Rendles gives it up. Sumner. Sumner, right wing. Comes back over to Tyler. Tyler with the basketball. Tyler, nothing there. Hands it back over to Rendles. Rendles, Sumner. Sumner, big shot. 3. Good! Brian Sumner with 11. Dort College leads 68-67. Sumner hits the 3 with 5:33 left. Hastings basketball. They look down low, Kraus. Kraus to Lena. Lena is going to take it in against Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf playing with 4 fouls. Shot is up on the rim. No good. Rebound taken down by Sampson. Sampson with the basketball. Hands it off to Tyler Waltersdorf. 5:15 left to go in the game. Rendles with the basketball. Back over to Tyler. Tyler, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball out front. Sumner gives it up to Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf shakes right. Goes left. Sampson takes it up strong, and Layton Sampson is called for a charging foul. Layton is whistled for his second personal. With 5 minutes left to go in the game, a charging foul called against Layton Sampson down on the far end. And the defenders playing with a 1-point lead. Hastings has the basketball back. You need another stop. Carson Bloom with it out front. Bloom with it. Bloom out front, guarded by Rendles. Pass comes right side, Lena. Lena with the basketball. Lena comes back. Out front, Kraus. Kraus guarded there by Sumner, and we've got a foul called away from the action. And that's going to be on Tyler Walters, and I believe Tyler's done. 4:40 left to go. Tyler Waltersdorf has been disqualified on fouls, so Dort College is going to have to do it without a regular on the floor. 4:40 left to go, and Door College loses their second leading scorer for the season. They lose some options, though, with Walterstorff on the bench, not just the scoring. Free throw on the way is up and good, and that ties it up. Zach Lena makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. 13 points for Lena. We're tied at 68. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and off the side of the iron, no good. And then Herter tracks it down. 4:38 left to go in the contest. North College basketball, Rindles. Rindles out front, goes over to David Denherter. Here's Feenstra. Feenstra on the right wing. And Brandon Krause just got called for a foul away from the ball. This is what irritates me at times with basketball games, is you get some inconsistencies. And suddenly with 5 minutes left to go in the game, we're watching things really closely off the ball. Brian Sumner, first free throw is good. He's got another one coming. Sumner with 12. And the Dort College defenders lead 69-68. Second free throw for Sumner is up and through. Now keep in mind, Sumner is a 36% free throw shooter. He makes them both. 70-68. Out front with the basketball is Carson Bloom. Bloom passed through the lane, taken by Denherter. Off the glass, no good. Rebound fought for, it's down on the ground. Pig pile, and coming up with it is Sumner. But they call a jump ball before the Dort College defenders gain possession of it. I'm not sure anyone had possession of it, actually. Tobin Reinwald shaken up on the play, and he might have been on the bottom of that mass of humanity. We had four bodies on the floor in the free throw circle, and some big bodies being tossed around. And Tobin Reinwald taking a moment to catch his breath. Now keep in mind, this is the 35th minute of the ball game. Everyone's a little bit winded to begin with. Reinwald pretty beat up, though. He comes off favoring that left knee. One of the assistant coaches for Hastings coming out to make sure, are you sure you need to come out? And he does have to check out. When you stop play, you've got to check out of the ball game for at least one play. We'll see if he's able to return. We had three or four bodies hit the deck, and that basketball like gold. Dort College did end up coming away with it, but the jump ball had been called. Now he'll change the possession arrow. So they'll recall the shot clock. To 68, our score. And while the officials have their summit meeting, we will tell you who makes the broadcast of these games possible. They include Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Ball is tipped out of bounds. .410 left to go in the contest. Dort College with the basketball. Rindles after Dort College forces a turnover on the inbounds play. Feenstra with the basketball on the right wing. Feenstra puts it on the deck, gives it away to Rindles. Rindles into the lane. Kick out pass to Terpstra. Terpstra back out front. Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Sumner. Sumner with it on the right wing. Bryan with the basketball. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Comes back to Rindles. 9 now. Comes back over to Terp. Deep three. Bang, bang, bang. Terp drills the three from deep. And the Dort College defenders lead 73-68. You give a rhythm shooter an opportunity from a step behind the three-point line. That time Terpster's going to drill it. 3:37 left to go in the contest. Dort College 73, Hastings 68. Back with more after this timeout, Hastings. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College leads 73-68 Hastings basketball. Broncos have it out front. With it is Tarson Bloom. Bloom goes to Lena. Lena back to Bloom. Bloom, open look at a three. He cashes it in. Bloom hits the three. He's got eight. Defenders lead 73-71. 3:21 left to go. That one came a little too easily for the Broncos. With it on the right side is Rindles. Rindles picks up his dribble. Rindles pass is tipped. Sumner comes away with it. Sumner in the backcourt. Sumner with the basketball. I don't think anybody tipped it. That's how they're going to play it, though. Comes back. Sumner. Sumner in the lane. His floater. Good. Brian Sumner with a two-point bucket. And the Hastings College Broncos did not get a home break there. I am not sure a player touched it for the Broncos. Brian Sumner chased it into the backcourt, came away with it. And with 2:58 left to go in the game, Dort College gets a two-point bucket by Brian Sumner, a floater in the lane. For Sumner, he's got 10 points now, make that 12 in the second half, 15 for the ballgame. And the Broncos are using another timeout. Three timeouts apiece for these two teams. That's a quickie. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Hastings basketball throwing it in. The Broncos, they get it into Bloom. Bloom will bring it up. Dort College by two possessions. Bronco basketball. Bloom looks right side, gets it away to Reinwald. Reinwald to Bloom. They lob it over the top. And a holding foul called on David Den Herder. Den Herder whistled for his second. John DeWard will go to the free throw line to shoot two. They went to the post entry pass. Den Herder was sliding over the top, and he gets called for a hold. DeWard will shoot two. So far today, John DeWard is 3 for 4 from the free throw line. That's right at his season average of 77% from the free throw line. So far tonight, Hastings 17 of 24 from the free throw line, and now 18 of 25. Another free throw on the way for DeWard, trying to make it a two-point ball game. 75-72. This one's up and through as well. 75-73, 2:48 left to go. Dort College basketball, Feenstra will throw it in. Nathan Rindles will bring it up. So Rindles with it across the half-court stripe. Rindles picks up his dribble, comes over to Feenstra. Feenstra with it on the right wing. Feenstra back out front, Rindles. Rindles with it on the right side. Nathan picks up his dribble. Post-entry pass to Den Herder. Den Herder is fouled on the play. And DeWard will foul out of the ballgame. 2:27 left to go. DeWard fouls out. He has 11 points. So DeWard fouls out with 2:27 remaining. Lena will check back into the ballgame for Hastings. I beg your pardon, that's Reinwald. Reinwald checks in for Hastings. Both Reinwald and Lena are about 6'5". Both are dark hair. One wears 25, the other one 35. Nabla will check back into the game during this free throw sequence. Two free throws for Den Herder. First one is up and good. Well, after struggling in the first half, Den Herder has made both free throws. He's 2 for 5 now from the charity stripe. 10 points tonight for Den Herder. Nabla checks into the ballgame. Feenstra checks out. 2:27 left to go in the contest. Second free throw by Den Herder. Left it short, no good. It is a three-point game, 76-73. Hastings basketball. Bringing it up is Carson Bloom. Bloom with it on the right side. Picks up his dribble. Comes back to Kraus. Kraus to Bloom. Bloom back to Kraus. Kraus, they dump it down low for Reinwald. Reinwald, short jumper in the lane, and he whispers it through. 76-75, Dort College by a point. 2:02 remaining. Into the front court is Rindles. Dort College will call for a set play. Rindles for the basketball. Nathan gets a ball screen, puts it up. It's no good. There for the rebound, though, is Den Herder. Den Herder put back good. David Den Herder knocking down the putback. Dort College leads 78-75. 1:40 left to go in the game. Now you need one stop. They get it to Kraus. Kraus for the basketball. Kraus wants a ball screen. He gets a ball screen. He drives in. Kick out Bloom. Bloom into the lane. He puts it up. Blocked. picked up by Nabla. Nabla outlets to Rindles. Here comes Dort College with a three-point lead. Right side, Sumner. Be there? No. It bounces over the top of the backboard. No good. And the Dort College defenders unable to knock down the three that would have made it a six-point ball game with 1:17 remaining. Instead, Dort College is going to have to play defense again. A transition three, and you roll the dice there. Maybe you run a little time off of the clock. 1:10 remaining. Pass left side goes over to Musial. Musial gives it up right side to Kraus. Kraus for the basketball. Kraus puts it up, and he is fouled before the shot, and that's going to go on Terp. That's number five on Terpstra with 1:03 remaining, and Dort College will have to deal with this foul trouble, and at this point you're no longer dealing with it. You're putting players in positions that they normally wouldn't be in. 1:03 remaining, and Terpstra's disqualified. Taylor Feenster also has four fouls, but he's on the bench right now. Free throws on the way for Kraus. Kraus, a 66% free throw shooter. He'll shoot a pair. First one on the way for Kraus is up and good. Feenster will check into the game. 78-76 pending the free throw. Nabla will check out of the ball game. A second free throw on the way for Hastings and Kraus. On the way by the right-hander. In and out, no good. Dort College leads 78-76. Rindles for the basketball. Dort College can take it down under 30 before they have to take a shot. Dort College will call for a timeout in front of the bench. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Timeout Defenders. We'll be back with a game reset right after this. 78-76, Dort College by two with the basketball in front of their bench. 53.4 seconds remaining. Walterstorff and Terpstra have fouled out. On the floor for the defenders, it's O'Donnell, Sumner, Rindles, and Den Herter. Rindles gets the inbounds pass. He's got it on the left side. Rindles for the basketball. Puts on the Jets down to the baseline. Spins. Puts it up off the glass. Good! Two-point basket. Nathan Rindles. 80-76. Dort College by four. Hastings basketball. He slips and falls. And it'll be Dort College basketball. I had thought Pat Anderson was going to come in and whistle a hand check foul. Instead, he came in and whistled a travel violation on the Broncos. And Dort College now has the basketball, and it's going to come down to a free throw shooting contest. 36.6 seconds remaining. Dort College basketball after the turnover. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Haywarden, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Game reset. Both teams are in the double bonus. There's 36.6 seconds remaining. Dort College leads 80-76. Dort College has the basketball. Dort College has seen two players disqualified for fouls. They are Terpstra and Walterstorff for Hastings. John DeWard disqualified on fouls with 2:27 left to go in the game. Brandon Kraus is playing with four for the Broncos. Taylor Feenster is playing with four for the defenders. Dort College is led in scoring tonight by, I believe, Nathan Rindles has 17, and Brian Sumner might have a dozen. I believe he's got 15. Sumner should have 15. Nabla inbound the basketball. He can't run the baseline. Nabla gets it into Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles up the floor. Rindles spin dribble. Throws it over to O'Donnell. 30 seconds remaining, and O'Donnell's going to be fouled on the play. Two free throws on the way for the freshman, so this is where you cut your teeth in college basketball if you're a freshman. You pressed into duty. Normal night, you'd have Walterstorff and Terpstra on the floor. Tonight, Andrew O'Donnell's getting his chance to help the defenders down the stretch. O'Donnell, so far today, 7 points. He'll shoot a pair. 28.9 seconds remaining in this contest. First free throw on the way for O'Donnell is up and through. The senior from Sioux Center knocks the first one down. This is a big one here. You can make it a 2-3-pointer game. 28.9 seconds remaining. Second free throw on the way for O'Donnell. O'Donnell's free throw short, and it rolls in. First bounce, I remember, for the defenders at the free throw line. He's got nine, and the defenders lead 82-76. 25 seconds remaining. Reinwald pinned underneath the basket. Pass is tipped, out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Hastings basketball. One more defensive stop, and you go home with a hard-earned win. 82-76, Dort College by six. Inbounding will be Reinwald. Reinwald to throw it in. Deep in the corner, comes over to Bloom. Bloom, they kick it out. They have to step back beyond the three-point line. This is Musial. Musial, they defend the three. Now Lena. Lena, three, left it short, no good. Gets his own rebound back. 8 seconds left. Two-point shot, no good. Dort College comes down with it, and David Denherter, and Dort College is going to win this ball game. 5 seconds left. They can make it academic. Dort College, a pretty good job of basketball IQ there, defending the arc. Hastings was not going to shoot a two because that leaves it at a two-possession ball game. They needed a three, and Dort College defends the arc. They force an unlikely player to shoot that three, and David Denherter clears the rebound, and he can finish it off here with one of two. Free throw on the way for David is up and down. That'll do it. Three-possession ball game, 5 seconds left. The math does not work out for Hastings. So Dort College, after it was tied 68-all with 4:38 left to go in the contest, win it down the stretch. Reinwald will put up the three at the buzzer. No good. And that's a final. Put a wrap on it. Dort College above 500 in the conference. 4-3. Dort College 83. Hastings 76. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with post-game wrap-up, the Wireless World post-game wrap, coming up in just a few moments. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders victorious over Hastings tonight, 83-76. Dort College scraps one out on the road, and sooner or later they had to get one like this, and Dort College will head into the Christmas break 4-3 in the conference. It's a good place to be as opposed to 3-4 at this stage for the defenders. Get a little momentum going. Here are the numbers. Hastings, 25 of 58 from the floor, 43.1%, 6 of 13 on threes, 46.2%, 20 of 28 on free throws, 71.4%. Dort College, 26 of 60 from the floor, 43.3%, 9 for 23 on threes, 39.1%, 22 for 34 from the free throw line for 64.7%. Dort College rebounded Hastings 47 of 34. Turnovers, Dort College 14, Hastings 11. Dort College, though, took care of it down the stretch. Stats look like this. Nathan Rindles, 16 points for the defenders. Go along with 6 rebounds and 5 assists. 15 points for Brian Sumner to go with 6 rebounds. 15 points for Taylor Feenstra. 13 points and 12 rebounds for David Denherter. Denherter has put together a pretty good week for the defenders. He's coming off a 17-point outing against Wesleyan. He comes back with a double-double tonight, 13 and 12. 9 points for Andrew O'Donnell. He was pressed into a little more duty than normal. And comes through, makes one of two free throws at the end. Makes both free throws at the end to seal it for the defenders. 7 for Alex Terpstra. Tyler Walterstorff had 5. Those two were dealing with foul trouble throughout the entire contest. Terpstra did bury a big 3, though. That gave Dort College a 2-possession lead late in the second half. Hastings was topped by Tobin Reinwald. 20 points. He had 15 in the second half. 13 for Zach Lena, 11 for John DeWard, 8 for Brandon Kraus, 8 each for Carson Bloom and Zach Clemens, 5 for Connor Musial, 2 for Salisto Nyambiro, and Damian Austin had 1. Rebounding, Hastings was paced by John DeWard with 5, 4 each for Kraus and Lena. 7 assists for Lena today, and a pretty good line, 13 points, 10 rebounds, and 7 assists. And Alex Thayer had 4 assists and 3 steals for the Broncos. Let's take a break, and we'll be back visiting with Coach Ross Dalma right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. This will be a quick one, just a 30-second break. Back with more after this. It's important. Coach Ross Dalma takes a seat beside me, and we will go through the scoreboard of the entire conference when we are finished here. We've got it filled in. But let's visit with Coach Ross Dalma, Dort College men's basketball coach, tied 68-68 with 4:38 left to go in the game. Coach, your team showed some composure down the stretch, had to do it with a different-looking lineup, had to do it with some of your regulars on the bench with foul trouble, and some of these guys grew up quite a bit this evening playing down the stretch and getting the win for you.
Yeah, Mike, we had not won a game yet in conference play on the road. And then you throw in the fact that it's a long trip against a very good team. Thought our guys did a really good job of showing their poise. I thought we hit several big shots in the final 5 minutes. Don't know if there was any one play in particular that was bigger than another. Just had a lot of different guys step up and do different things, which was good to see. I see that this team is gelling a little bit. It's coming together a little bit. Obviously, this was a big week for us. This was a good week for us. And it's a really satisfying to come this far, get a win, and makes the bus ride home a lot better for sure.
Just felt like you were always going to win it, but yet Hastings found a way to hang around. You'd get that 6 or 8 point lead, they'd come down, hit a big shot or two, and I don't know if it was poor defense as much as they made some plays, and this was a typical game on the road, and to come out, especially down the stretch after Hastings had taken some momentum from you, to get the win.
Yeah, in the first half we had built up, I think, a 9 point lead, and at that point we just missed some layups and free throws, you know, to really stretch the thing out. And by halftime, the score was tied, which, you know, we were a little disappointed with. But then again, you know, we were playing on the road, so you got to expect runs back at you. Second half, we gave up the lead. We built the lead up a little bit, gave it back, had a turnover. They converted it going back the other way. But, you know, we answered on the next possession, which I think is always important when you give up the lead to be able to come back and get it. And we were able to do that. And you're right when you said earlier we had some different combinations on the floor. We were saddled with fouls, with some key people today. We had guys in different positions that typically don't play, but you got to come to expect that a handful of times throughout the conference season. And today was one of those days. And shout out to our guys for making plays. We've had a really good stretch of practice for the last week to 10 days, and a lot of the guys who are part of that, who do a great job of that, don't see action on game day, whether it's Wednesday night or today. And they have done an outstanding job of getting better and pushing our top nine who are in the rotation. Dominic Niblink, Eric Talsma, Trevor Kauk, Brandon Borsma, Danny Voss, Colin Balkema, who practices with us as well. And I hope I'm not leaving anybody out. I'm just trying to play it off memory here. But and then, of course, J.D. Borb, and J.D. is getting some minutes now that he's healthy once again. But those guys have really been doing a great job in practice. And yesterday they pushed really hard, and they have really taken pride in the fact that Thursdays and Fridays are their game days, and they forced the guys who are in the rotation to really compete and to get better. And hopefully we can continue to grind away at each other. And I think those things really make for great team chemistry and camaraderie and making the team better each and every week as you progress the season.
Monday testing starts for this team in terms of wrapping up the first semester, and that's a big part of it. What do you do the next 3-4 days as Martin Luther is on the schedule on Thursday night? What do you do Monday?
Well, Monday we'll come back, and it'll be short, but it'll be mostly cardio work at that time. We'll do a lot of things getting up and down just to try to keep the cardio. Probably take Tuesday off. Wednesday we'll come back again, and then, you know, we'll do the best we can on Thursday. But it is a tough week. You know, Hastings had the same thing this week where they had exams going on, and that's a lot. That's just a tough week, and we got to somehow find a way to weather it to do it. But the biggest opponent right now for our guys is their exams, and they got to really focus in. We've have a very good track record with our basketball team in the academics. Last year, our GPA was the third highest in the nation, which we're very proud of, and that's got to be an area where we really turn our attention, starting with the bus ride home, where we've got 4 hours to try to study. Some will, some won't, but between now and Monday, they got to really hunker down and get some things going there as far as their studies and their exams are concerned.
Coach, I'm going to let you go. We want to get on the bus and get home. The earlier we get on the road, the earlier we get home. So good win for your team. Grew up a lot, I thought, today. Congratulations. These are not easy. People who don't go on the road and follow things in the conference, I don't think understand how difficult this can be. Congratulations on a good win.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dalma, and let's take a quick break, and we will be back with our scorecard for today in the conference. And we'll take a look at what's coming up right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. GPAC scorecard for today. Men's basketball, Dort over Hastings, 83-76. Concordia defeats Mount Marty, 78-60. Dakota Wesleyan holds off Doan in Crete, 81-77. Midland, 103. Northwestern, 99. Morningside over Nebraska Wesleyan, 96-68. GPAC standings, Midland 6-1, Briarcliff idle today in terms of GPAC play, they're 5-1. Dakota Wesleyan is also 5-1, Morningside is 5-2. Dort College 4-3, Doan and Hastings are 3-4. Concordia is 3-5, Northwestern is 2-4, Nebraska Wesleyan is 0-5, Mount Marty is 0-8. Next up for the defenders, they'll be hosting Martin Luther. On Thursday, 5 o'clock start time for the women, 7 o'clock start time for the men. GPAC basketball yet remaining before the Christmas holiday. December 19, Concordia is at Dakota Wesleyan. December 20, Nebraska Wesleyan is at Briarcliff. That's women's and men's basketball. Men's game only next Saturday, Doan, at Northwestern. That's going to do it for our broadcast. Once again, our final scores in women's play. Hastings defeats Dort College 76-48. Men's play, Dort defeats Hastings 83-76. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.